oil-rich states in the Persian Gulf have been enjoying booming economies over recent years, many involved in major construction works as they race to build the biggest and the most impressive shopping and business centers and residential high-rises. While many Christians have emigrated to the region for the abundant jobs offered in just about every sector, from construction to oil and gas, drilling and refining, to tourism and the services industry. The growing number of Catholics in the Gulf is presenting a pressing challenge for the church in the region. Now, a recently founded organization is trying to assist the local church and bishops, helping to find funding to build new churches and other means of support for the growing Catholic community. Executive Director of the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation, Lawrence Alvarado, explains where the Catholic community has seen the most growth and how the foundation is trying to meet the challenges.
That would be the United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi, and Dubai are probably the two largest growth areas. Doha, Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait. Those are probably the largest growing Catholic communities, and it's primarily because of jobs. There is a booming economy in many of these countries, and the governments largely outsource the majority of their workforce. So what happens is that the workforce comes from India, it comes from Sri Lanka, it comes from the Philippines, from Nepal, and then the European companies and countries also support this growth as well as does the United States. So what happens is that as these people come in and become expats within the countries, they bring their faith with them. And what I really enjoy about worshiping here within Qatar is the fact that it's truly Catholic. We have not only the Roman Rite, we have Eastern Rite members, we have the Syro-Malabar, we have the Syro-Malankar, we have a whole host of people from multinationalities that are coming into this region, and it's primarily because they're seeking work, they're seeking jobs. Now, the downside of this is that the majority of these people don't necessarily have the best working conditions. They don't necessarily have what we would consider fair wages, and they don't necessarily have the appropriate rights that a Arab resident would carry. Let me use an example. Many of the people that come to fuel the booming economic growth, whether it's in the construction industry or real estate industry or just many of the services, anything from garbage pickup to food service, you name it, anything that it takes to establish an infrastructure to run a specific country. Majority of these people come in and they take many of these low-paying wages, low-paying jobs. And there's a couple of components that is concerning, not only from a vicariate perspective, but also from a Catholic perspective. It's the fact that many of these workers are dehumanized. Many of these workers are essentially treated as another cog in this giant machinery. And what we as Catholics, specifically as a member of the vicariate, and what the foundation wants to do is to provide some sort of mechanism where we can combat this dehumanization of the person, where we can help improve the policies, we can help encourage the governments to improve oversight on their work conditions, oversight on the living conditions, looking at fair wage laws, and many of the things that add to the dignity of the person through the realization of work. So those are some of the goals that the foundation has in mind.
Supporting the rights and dignity of Christian workers is just one of the concerns of the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation in states where Alvarado says an immigrant worker's salary is not necessarily based on prior job experience or even on a minimum wage, but on where he or she is from.
So in other words, a person from India may not be making the same thing as somebody from Sri Lanka working the same job. But regardless, this individual or this worker will earn a wage. And pretty much what I've seen is that they will actually send the majority of this wage back to their home country and don't necessarily have much to live on in this area. So, but again, that's no different than pretty much anywhere else. The United States has that same type of problem. Europe predominantly has those problems where they have a preponderance of immigration and some growth. I think really what the issue becomes is the fact that there is a dehumanization because of simply of the undesirable type of work that these folks would be willing to take. They're willing to take the jobs that nobody else wants. They're willing to take the jobs that are absolutely required to fuel a growth economy. But at the same time, because they are doing these jobs that are almost considered infrastructure jobs, they're viewed as a contributor in the background. They're not viewed as a contributor to go ahead and realize their human dignity. So, yeah, I think, you know, the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation, the foundation certainly wants to be able to help the bishop in his aim to improve the social conditions, to be able to improve the social concerns, and to be able to provide the money, to provide the funds, and hopefully some of the lay direction to assist the bishop through the enablement of his parishes.
If the Catholic parishes in Gulf states are growing in size, they nevertheless remain a very small minority in these overwhelmingly Muslim societies. How can they and the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation foster greater understanding between Christians and Muslims?
What we want to be able to do is be good apostles of the church. We want to be good citizens where we are. And we also want to be responsible stewards of our religion, of our faith. And through this, we envision several things. We envision the ability to properly have a place of proper worship. We want to be able to go ahead and fund the establishment of very good, beautiful churches, places of worship, retreat centers, elements where people can come and study. So we want to have that level of infrastructure that is going to support the enhancement of those that are the believers. The second thing is, as people become faithful, as they become proud of their institutions. Certainly, we don't anticipate people just protecting a building, but we believe that almost in the way that these wonderful ancient churches were built, where people took a great amount of pride, we want to instill that same type of pride here within the areas that the bishop has focused on from a priority building perspective. And we believe that things that are visible carry with them a significant symbol. And there is a soft evangelization that a wonderful, beautiful cathedral can hold. And I think the third element of that is it's not just the building itself, it's not just the institution itself, it's the programs and the care and the feeding and the ability for one to treat their brother as a brother, their sister as a sister. Through the outreach, through the social concerns, and through the ability to be good stewards of our faith in the community, we believe that there is a wonderful implicit evangelization component that can help increase understanding, that can help work with our brothers in the Muslim community, and to be able to share in an open way the faith that we hold so dear, but the faith that we have that coexists in the great Abrahamic traditions. And we believe those are, you know, that, those are some of the things that the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation wants to enable. I certainly would encourage people to look at the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation, and also look at just the Vicariate of Arabia and the wonderful things that the bishop is doing within this area. I'm just a huge fan of the fact that here we have a wonderful apostolic ministry in many respects, a missionary ministry, and one that is extremely important right now. Many people are very, very concerned about the growth of a fundamentalism, whether in any form, whether it is within the Christian area or Islamic area. One of the things that I believe is extremely important is to facilitate the understanding, to facilitate the ability to have open faith and an open community, and the ability to do so requires a certain amount of money. And one of the things that I'm very thankful for is that many of the governments here within the Middle East have provided the opportunities for us as Catholics to have these churches and to have the community that we hold so dear. So, again, I'm very, very encouraged. I want people and perhaps the listeners to know that there is an extremely vibrant Catholic community within the Middle East, specifically within the Gulf states. There is a wonderful growing and booming economy, and that the Catholic Church certainly takes a wonderful interest and a responsibility to do the things that we hold so dear, which is the concerns of the individual, to make sure that they are taken care of, and that they are able to properly recognize their dignity as people, as humans, through the establishment and the accomplishment of their work.
Lawrence Alvarado is Executive Director of the Vicariate of Arabia Foundation.